That Dragon Which Slays Love, written by Tiny Pink Mouse, with voices from
Irumi, read by Eunice.
Dragon Lee, read by Semper Fiona.
And El Desperado, read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Jealousy, that dragon which slays love under the pretense of keeping it alive. Havelock Ellis. He's not expecting anyone to show up at his home tonight. But seeing as he's rather permanently handed over his spare key to Hiromu, Desperado is not entirely surprised when he hears the door to his apartment open. He would have thought Hiromu would prefer to spend the night elsewhere. But then, Hiromu is nothing if not unpredictable. It's not at all like Hiromu to be so hesitant about entering, though. Desperado thinks after a moment passes and he doesn't hear anyone walk in. He sets the knife down on the cutting board and takes the few steps he needs to get a look at the door, only to see Hiromu peeking his head inside in a comically careful manner.
Despe?
Hiromu asks in a rather weird mix of fake cheer and hesitancy.
What company?
Weirdly enough, the first thought that shoots through Desperado's mind is that he fucking well doesn't want to wear a mask in his own home. Maybe he should wonder who Hiromu has with him, but all things considered, he's pretty sure he already knows. Why Hiromu would take him to Desperado's home is another question entirely. He thinks about telling them both to leave him the fuck alone. He's tired and hungry and doesn't feel like dealing with this shit at all. He watches Hiromu's expression turn ever more anxious as he waits for Desperado to say something. Desperado sighs. He's an idiot forever falling for a damned hyperactive crazy person in the first place. What did he expect? I'll make some more food then, he says. It's as much of a welcome as he can bring himself to make. Desperado is about to turn and go back to his cooking, when Hiromu makes a small noise and a hand shows up to point at Hiromu's own face.
You...
Desperado just shrugs in answer, trying to look more sanguine than he feels about the matter. If Hiromu's doing this to him now, then they'll all just have to deal with his fucking maskless face, himself included. That's enough for Hiromu to grin at him and push the door all the way open. Desperado catches a look of Dragon Lee, a knitted hat drawn over his blue mask, before he turns around. He picks the knife back up, but can't quite make himself do anything with it. The ache in his fingers alerts him to how hard he's squeezing the handle, and he forces himself to put it back down. He can hear his two guests taking off their outer clothing, but he doesn't quite dare to look. For a moment he has the urge to pull his hair free from its ponytail, to offer some cover at least for his naked face. He takes a deep breath, and then another. A very, very hesitant Dragon Lee makes his way into Desperado's line of sight. Even with the mask, the expression of, "Oh shit, what the hell am I doing here?" is easy to read. Desperado feels a savage sort of satisfaction at that. "Hiromu?" he manages to ask in a level voice.
"Bathroom."
Dragon Lee answers just as shortly, turning his head to look in the direction of said bathroom, most likely hoping that he'd joined Hiromu for whatever he was doing there. Knowing Hiromu, it might be anything from a piss to an impromptu bath. Desperado's hand hovers above the knife he'd set down moments before. Then he takes the whole cutting board instead, shoving it in front of Dragon Lee. He gives Dragon Lee a meaningful look. If he's going to be here, he might as well make himself useful. Dragon Lee stares at Desperado's face for just a bit too long before looking down. He looks at the cutting board and the vegetables before looking back up at Desperado. He makes a hesitant noise that isn't quite a word, looking suddenly more embarrassed than anything else. He might actually be blushing under the mask. It's enough to dispel some of Desperado's exasperation, and he takes the knife himself, wordlessly demonstrating what to do. Dragon Lee gives a nod of understanding and holds his hand out for the knife. Desperado hands him the thing, before walking over to the refrigerator to see if he can figure out what to add to make enough food for three people.
I asked Hiromu to take me here,
Dragon Lee says behind Desperado's back, voice very carefully neutral. He wonders if Dragon Lee is worried Desperado will be angry at Hiromu for it. He is, sort of. But he's more angry at himself for letting circumstances lull him into a false sense of status quo. He pulls some things out of the refrigerator and sets them down on the counter. He doesn't ask the obvious question.
He used to talk about you back when we first met,
Dragon Lee says, after it's obvious enough that Desperado isn't going to break the silence. Desperado leans a hand against the counter and takes a moment to arrange his face into a neutral expression, instead of the surprise he feels at that statement. Wearing a mask definitely makes some things easier. He turns to look at Dragon Lee, who is very carefully concentrating on slicing the vegetables.
He quite liked you, not that you'd ever give him the time of day, according to him.
Dragon Lee goes on, never looking up from his work. Desperado can't figure out why he's saying any of this. A desperate urge to ask Dragon Lee to tell him more wars with the wish to make him shut the hell up already. Instead, he stands there, watching Dragon Lee quietly, trying to look unaffected.
I'm not surprised he'd be...
Dragon Lee pauses, his thus far very calm voice cracking a bit. He glances up toward Desperado shortly, and makes a gesture his way with the hand not holding a knife, and gives a small half shrug.
The moment you showed any interest.
They descend into a rather awkward silence after that, which gets interrupted moments later by Hiromu wandering in. He leans in toward Dragon Lee, who puts down the knife for the moment, not a bad move at all, Desperado admits, stealing a slice of carrot.
Are you talking about me?
Hiromu asks, grinning in a way that seems a bit too much. Somehow, Desperado manages to gather himself and gives a dry snort. What else? Dragon Lee gives Desperado a brief look past Hiromu, which seems almost grateful. Hiromu snatches another piece of vegetable and gives it a slightly distasteful look, before popping it into his mouth anyway.
We're fine,
Dragon Lee assures him softly, and Hiromu's grin falters for a moment. Now, if you're not going to be helping, Desperado says, regretting his words even before he says them, go away and find something else to do. If Hiromu stayed to distract both of them, there'd be no chance to go back to the previous topic.
But I'm hungry,
Hiromu whines. I don't care. With a last look between Desperado and Dragon Lee, which probably betrays a bit more about Hiromu's worry than he means to, he wanders off. Back toward the bathroom, Desperado absently notes, before he finally turns back to continue preparing the damned food. Why are you here? Desperado turns to ask, once the silence has settled for a while. Dragon Lee pauses and looks up at him.
When else were we going to talk?
He answers after a moment of thought. The answer makes it clear that unlike Desperado, who's been too busy ignoring reality, he's actually given this whole thing some thought. What other reason would there be for the two of them to talk? For a moment, Desperado absolutely hates this child. Hates him for doing what Desperado had been too cowardly to think about. Hates him for being more than Desperado, in so damned many ways. He probably wears the mask all the fucking time, he thinks pettily. Hiromu probably likes that. Desperado turns away quickly and covers his lapse in composure by concentrating on the food he's actually trying to make here. Dragon Lee says nothing. But the thing is, if anything, Desperado is the one intruding. Hiromu made it clear from the beginning that what was between him and Desperado would in no way change what Hiromu had with Dragon Lee. Desperado had been fine with that, or so he'd thought. And then Hiromu had gotten injured and Dragon Lee had been stuck on an island somewhere and with one thing and another, Desperado had never really been confronted with the reality of it.
Anything else I can do?
Dragon Lee asks, sounding more hesitant than he has at any point before. Desperado glances over at him, noting that he's done with all the vegetables. No, it's fine. He grabs the now-sliced vegetables without further comment. Dragon Lee takes a small step back, like he's unsure if he's being told to fuck off or not. Desperado should tell him to stay and talk. He knows he should, but somehow he can't manage to get the words to come out.
Do you want to see my face?
Dragon Lee abruptly asks in a tone Desperado can't figure out. This time there's no point in trying to cover up his own surprise, as he turns to stare at Dragon Lee. Dragon Lee gives a small shrug in response.
It seems fair.
It's a ridiculous thing to say. It's not the same thing at all. They both know that. It can never mean as much to Desperado as it does Dragon Lee. It doesn't matter what I want, Desperado manages to say after a moment. It's your decision. The smile Dragon Lee gives him in answer is so honestly delighted that it actually makes Desperado feel good about having gotten that one right. He assumes that's the end of that conversation, and he only notices from the corner of his eye when Dragon Lee starts loosening the cord at the back of his mask. He doesn't know if he should turn to look or not. When Desperado had been more than okay with trying to rip off Dragon Lee's mask back during their match, this feels entirely different. He tries to concentrate on what he's doing to the exclusion of everything else. He's not so much of an asshole that he can't give Dragon Lee a moment to compose himself.
You can look, you know,
Dragon Lee says quietly, a few moments later. So he does, feeling ridiculously nervous about it. More so than he had when deciding not to go get his mask earlier, which, granted, had been mostly due to his own stubbornness and irritation overriding any anxiety. Dragon Lee looks almost charmingly bashful, but behind that there's also a kind of stubborn determination that Desperado can respect. Still, the first thing that really hits him is how painfully young Dragon Lee really is. It's not that he didn't know, it's just that the mask makes it easier to forget. He turns back to his cooking. He's not going to make this more awkward for both of them. Why? Desperado asks, the word coming out an almost angry growl.
Because...
Dragon Lee hesitates for a moment, and Desperado makes very sure not to look his way.
You love him.
He says without a hint of doubt, sounding oddly calm about it.
I didn't know that. Not until tonight.
Desperado doesn't exactly see how he's managed to prove that with his behavior so far, but it's pointless to argue. Not that he wants to.
I would never want to do anything to take that away from him. Maybe this was just a stupid idea to get the two of us to a point where we can trust each other? Get along?
The words shame Desperado. Look, I know I'm being an ass, he says roughly, still not looking in Dragon Lee's direction. It's been easy to ignore, well, you. And here you are. And I don't remember the last time I saw him so happy.
Probably when you challenged him for the title.
Dragon Lee says dryly. Well, the kid does have some bite to him at least. Maybe, Desperado admits.
You know Hiromu doesn't even realize that not everyone has the capacity for love that he does?
Dragon Lee asks, hesitating a bit at his choice of words. Desperado is well aware of what he means, though. It would never occur to Hiromu that anyone would think that he loves Desperado any less, just because he also happens to love Dragon Lee. Desperado smiles wryly to himself. He's not quite at ease with the thought, but maybe he's getting there. I know.
If you didn't love him.
Dragon Lee admits slowly, letting the sentence hang unfinished. There's a certain fierceness to the quiet words. Desperado finally turns to look at him. I know, he repeats, and they both look at each other, for once in complete understanding. Desperado quirks his lips in a small grin. Go get Hiromu, kid. Food's almost done. Dragon Lee just looks at him, and then gives a small snort before doing as he's told. At least he doesn't dislike the kid, Desperado thinks. That's something. They eat quietly. Hiromu has changed into one of Desperado's t-shirts. At least he's wearing his own pants. Because apparently a bat had been the way he'd chosen to pass the time. Both Desperado and Dragon Lee are still without their masks. He has to wonder if it's just sheer stubbornness keeping Dragon Lee from donning his mask at this point, since he's clearly not completely at ease with the lack of it, judging by the way his hands seem to occasionally go to adjust the non-existent mask, followed by a look of faint consternation. Desperado, maybe, likes the kid a bit more because of it. In other words, it's not exactly the most comfortable meal he's ever had. Hiromu keeps looking from one unmasked face to the other, his expression going from disbelief to amusement and back, like he really can't decide how to feel about this development. At one point, Hiromu very blatantly pinches himself.
Really, little cat?
Hiromu shrugs and then pointedly looks from Dragon Lee to Desperado and back. Neither of them have any answer to that.
So, are you two friends now?
Hiromu asks once the food is gone. Like that was some sort of cue to start up conversation. Desperado chuckles almost reluctantly. He can't help it. And honestly, after all the emotionally charged talk earlier, it's kind of a relief. Dragon Lee just smiles and gives Hiromu a fond look.
No. Not quite yet.
Dragon Lee says gently. Oh, come on, kid. You'll be more like the annoying little brother I never wanted. Desperado says, grinning widely. Rosingo will be so annoyed. He adds, feeling quite satisfied at that realization. Dragon Lee looks at him incredulously and Desperado shrugs. This is what you get, kid.
Well, that's good,
Hiromu says with a bright smile.
I was worried you wouldn't get along.
Desperado reaches out to tug at a lock of Hiromu's hair, and Hiromu turns to look fully at him. I know, he says. He's surprised at the sliver of guilt he feels, at blatantly switching to Japanese in front of Dragon Lee. I'll try not to do it again. It's as close to an apology as he'll come, for probably acting like an asshole lately. Hiromu's smile tells him he's already been forgiven. He glances to Dragon Lee, who's looking at them with an expression Desperado can't quite decipher. Before he has time to think about it, Hiromu wraps a hand around his wrist and tugs at him.
We should watch a movie.
Sure. Desperado agrees, because it's just the easiest thing to do. I'll just clean up first. It'll give him a moment to himself, at least. Dragon Lee still has that oddly considering look on his face.
I can do that,
he says quietly.
I think I can figure out that much on my own,
he adds with a small self-deprecating smile. It sounds like a blatant offer at letting Desperado spend a moment alone with Hiromu, as much as that's possible in the small apartment. Fine, Desperado says, deciding to take the offer at face value. What do you want to watch?